Groups in Berkshire County are working to make sure the westernmost region of Massachusetts is ready to be counted in this year's federal census. Mark Malloy of the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission oversees the Berkshire County Complete Count Committee, an organization of around 50 communities around the Berkshires. He spoke to WAMC about what's at stake in the 2020 census for the county and how the committee is working to turn out the most accurate count possible.
Mostly what we are doing is just trying to figure out how we can better reach out to the undercounted population. So there's a lot of figuring out outreach, what we as organizations can do, organizing media events, and just spreading the word as much as we can.
What are some of the undercounted groups that you're trying to reach out to?
So a number of the undercounted groups include low-income, minority populations, populations with lower educational levels, immigrant communities, the rural population. We're also including snowbirds, because a lot of them won't be here while the census is happening, but we want to make sure that they're counted. So it's a pretty diverse group of people.
What's at stake here? Why is it so important to reach out to these groups?
So the main importance of this is really two areas. One is representation. The census determines representation in Congress, but also at our state level and even our city level for Pittsfield. We don't want to lose any representatives, so it's important that everyone gets counted. But the other reason is money. So there's several hundreds of billions of dollars that are distributed every year by the federal government through various grant programs and other services to the state and to the locals. It ends up being around $2,500, $2,700 per person that gets distributed. Many of the hard-to-count populations are the populations that most utilize these financial resources. So by undercounting, there's actually less money coming into our region that supports themselves. For example, low-income heating assistance program and the food stamp program, both of those are distributed based on census populations. But again, the population that uses those funds often doesn't get counted. So those are the big issues we face.
So why are those communities so hard to count, and what prevents them from being a part of this process outside of your own efforts?
I wish I knew. There's just a mistrust that some of these populations have of the government. There is concern they just don't matter. Nothing they do will impact them. There is lack of time. You know, many of these, for example, low income, they may not have the time because they have multiple jobs. And so that's an issue. There's lack of understanding about what the census is, how to complete it, concern about privacy. So there's a number of concerns that the group is trying to address through a lot of our outreach.
What are your benchmarks to make sure that everyone gets involved in this by the time the census is really underway?
We don't have any really good benchmarks. The only way we will know is at the end of it, really, and what the final response rate is. Obviously, we hope that as high of a population responds as possible, but, you know, we won't know until it happens how that actually goes.